When I was given this title, The Conclusion of the Lord's Prayer, I asked my wife, she said, well, what are you going to preach on? I said, well, the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer. She said, well, at least you know how it's going to end. And you know what I have learned about amen in the theology of the cross? It is very important prayer, very important prayer. It's important about our prayer life, our meditation life. Amen is God's word of absolute comfort, absolute hope, absolute certainty that all of Jesus' words that he has taught us in the Lord's Prayer, they will be heard and they will be answered according to his divine will and way. And our faith trusts in this word of God. You know, in a world where there's just not too many absolutes anymore, I have always said that all of the absolutes now have become relatives, so that now what do we live in is a world of relative absolutism. And so this is kind of how the word amen is. You know, for most people, I suppose it's nothing more than an emotional sort of a footnote or a fixation to televangelists in the world. But God uses it and he places it throughout the Old and the New Testament. And our faith, and it affirms that this is the word of God, and it receives and holds to Jesus Christ, who has taught us to pray and promises to hear our prayers and to answer those prayers. As it says in Isaiah, before you speak, I answer, and while you speak, I listen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And it is, isn't it? And so give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Amen. And it is. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And as Luther writes in the Lord's Catechism, thus God has laid before us very briefly all afflictions that may ever beset us in order that we may never have any excuse for failing to pray. But the efficacy of this prayer consists in the learning also to say amen to it. That is, not to doubt that our prayer surely is going to be heard and will be answered. Yet the old sinful flesh, the old Adam, I mean, it's there, and it's saying, you know, hey, did God really say he's going to answer your prayer in a timely fashion? I mean, let's face it. A lot of us have been praying for things for maybe days and months and years. And he just doesn't seem to be answering our prayers in a timely fashion regarding perhaps some of the anxiety that we might have concerning April 25th. Or maybe some of our peers have been on us, and maybe we have some financial burdens and some illnesses and all kinds of things besetting us here and wherever we are walking and going these days. And we have been praying for peace, of course, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and all throughout the world. But it doesn't seem God's kind of answering these prayers in a timely fashion. Now, how many times have you really heard someone say, and perhaps we have said it, of course, that, you know, I have been praying and praying and praying. I pray the Lord's Prayer every night when I go to bed. And you know, Pastor, it just doesn't seem like he's hearing what I'm saying. I'm still having some trouble. I'm still going through all kinds of pains. Well, you know, we're in a world, we want it now. Even with the Lord Jesus Christ in prayer, we want it now. But you see, people just aren't getting. They're not getting what they want. The Lord's Prayer isn't about sort of the Lord answering things in a timely fashion and giving us what we want. It's about faith that holds to the words and promises of what we pray for in the Lord's Prayer, and a faith that believes and in no wise doubts at all that our Father in heaven hears, answers, and takes care of our bodies and souls. Yeah, the world doubts about all of this stuff, although they throw it out. Yeah, we got to pray, we got to pray, we got to pray. You know, pray to your God. Whoa. Well, you know, the only one I know that has risen from the dead is Christ. The rest of them are still dead and buried. They just sort of look at God like Bette Midler did. You know, God's kind of at a distant. He's kind of out there someplace. He's kind of like a Mr. Goodwrench. He comes and he goes and he fixes sort of the messes that we sort of make ourselves happen to us. Just like, of course, Adam and Eve. However, amen. From my viewpoint and what the Bible has taught me, it tells me and you that all that we pray for is heard and answered by God. We know that. It's part of our faith life baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen tells us by faith alone that God's word does not lie. Amen tells us that God is truth-telling, that he is the truth, he is the way, he is the life. Amen is certainty that the Lord's Prayer and other prayers are not prayed in vain or useless. As St. James writes, but let him ask in faith and with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like the wave in the sea that has been tossed back and forth by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. This is really God's amen to our prayer life. You see, when we end prayers in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we have the sure and certain hope, the sure and certain hope, that by faith alone that Christ is the one and only true God who came in the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ, who suffered at the hands of the chief priests, the elders of the church, the Roman soldiers, nailed to the wooden tree, and raised for the forgiveness of our sins. And you see, you know, with every step that the God-man took, when he was here on this earth and continues to take, and every word that he has spoken and continues to speak, what does he leave? He leaves his amen. It shall be so, and it was, and it remains the truth to all eternity. For you see, just as the Lord's Prayer ends, he alone is the King, he alone has the power, and he alone has all glory and is worthy of our praise. All we can say to all of that is amen and amen. Please rise. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.